Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Getting an empty house, maybe, you know, finally waiting for the day you kick the kids out and they get their first job and their first rental property. That can be a long time coming, things like that. But we want to know this morning all about, you know, what do you do when you get the house to yourself? I'm not talking about Netflix and chill, nothing like that. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about maybe you're one of those people that likes to run, you know, a nice hot bath, get some candles going and relax. Or maybe you like to sing karaoke at the top of your lungs, you know, like maybe a song like this one, you know. Yeah, every time I hear that, I can't help but think of Tom Cruise in Risky Business, sliding around with the socks and the sunnies on, singing to that one. We've all got those little things that we love to do when we've got the house to ourselves. For me, I'd have to say, you know, what I like to do when I've got the house completely to myself is brew beer. I know you're probably thinking that sounds a bit boring, but seriously, it's probably for the best. If the missus was around when I'm brewing beer at home, if she was there watching the process that I have to go through, I tell you what, she would not be happy. I'd be getting yelled at the whole time. No work would be getting done whatsoever because we have a bathtub in our bathroom. Never used it the whole time we've been there. The only time it gets used is literally when I have to wash out my kegs in the kegerator. She's probably listening right now and absolutely furious. But we want to know, what do you like to get up to when you got the house to yourself? How do you unwind and relax? What's your go-to? What's your method? What centers you? It gets you nice and zen when no one's around. Give us a call, 1300 92 1250. Chris from Brogo has called up. Now, Chris, I'm hearing you like to sing parody songs when you've got the house to yourself.
Yeah, I've got this little penchant for recording weird little comedy things and parodies and competition entries and cover songs and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, you're mentioning this to us now. I've actually got a bit of audio of you doing a parody of Extreme, so just indulge me for a second here. Ring around the hopscotch and Monopoly. Okay, so a whole bunch of childhood games. What's the basis of this?
So, Extreme, the band Extreme, they have a song called Play With Me, which is basically an inane, childish song all about childhood games. And yep. the guitarist in the band challenged all the guitarists of the world to record the guitar solo, which is a great guitar solo. Problem is, I couldn't play that guitar solo if I injected a million tons of guitar steroids. So I decided I'm just going to do the pathetic lyrics of all these games to the beautiful love song that is More Than Words, and I've entered that into the contest, so I'm hoping to win a guitar and get a chance to jam with the dude.
Oh, Nuno Bettencourt, if people don't know who he is, like he was actually engaged and married. They had a couple of children together with Susie DiMarchi from the Baby Animals.
From the Baby Animals, yeah. Really, really cool thing. I have a big man crush on Nuno.
He's a pretty cool dude, I have to say. I've heard the original version, obviously. I've heard the Westlife version, which actually goes all right too. But I reckon that's the best one.
Come on, man. It's the only love song with hopscotch in it.
Well, you've definitely got that one now, mate. Well, fingers crossed. I hope you win that guitar session with Nuno and show him how to, you know, to actually write some songs with some parody lyrics. I'd love to see that.
If you guys have got a challenge for me, I'll be more than happy to do one. So throw something at me.
No worries, mate. You have a great day.
Cheers, guys. See ya.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You've been listening to the show the last couple of days. You would know that I'm on a bit of a journey. I've given the old man a brand new a challenge, let's just say. He helped out with the kegerator. Well, actually, he did all the kegerator. I just literally just stood there while he built that. And I'm sort of finding myself doing a bit more on this project, but not much more. He's all the brains behind everything. But building a wood-fired pizza oven. I tell you what, there was the whole thing where he was teaching me a lesson the other day by watching me fail trying to put a different base down for it when it came to put what the actual oven goes on before he liked to rub it in and say that he had it all perfectly worked out. So well done to him. But we managed to get everything together. And yesterday I went out there to help concrete and to put the foundations over this thing. So in a nutshell, whole bunch of YouTube videos, been watching those. It's literally like a gym ball, in half of it above, half of it underneath, a bit of plywood, some cling wrap over there, concrete over the top. I think it's four parts perlite, one part cement, two parts water. Do that like a mold, creates an igloo, happy days. Took all the stuff out there yesterday, and then I found out that after I left on the weekend, he started trying to glue like the entrance to the outside of this gym ball and popped the gym ball. This was a $9.50 gym ball from Kmart or somewhere that I bought, and it turns out they had to go and buy another one. So that wasn't off to a good start. Went out there yesterday. I'm like, okay, he's mixing the cement. Turn up there. He's not wearing a shirt, minimal clothing, because that's just how he rolls. We start going through it. things are looking good. We're looking at what we've got there. 100-litre bag of perlite, 2 bags of cement. According to the YouTube video, that's all you need to do 2 coats. We soon found out as he was getting stuck into it that he's levelling up and it's getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And by the time we ended up sort of stopping to admire the work, he was doing plenty of that along the way. We're sort of looking over at the bag of perlite and we're going, sort of looking like it's a little bit low. Hopefully we, you know, get this first coat done at least, and then we can, you know, maybe restock up before we buy the other stuff. Well, it turns out I think the YouTube video that we were watching was a gym ball that was a little bit smaller than the one we had. So obviously they needed less concrete, less perlite, everything else. The one we have is around 75 centimetres. I think the one in the videos we're watching was only about 62 centimetres or something like that. So missed it by that much. And by the time we're standing back, we're looking, the sun's going down. It's like, we ran out of perlite. We still have a little bit of cement, but we're going, oh dear. So this thing is fairly thick on the bottom, but as you get about halfway up, it has a very thin layer and we couldn't even finish it off on the top. So it's like this thing has a massive ball patch. So the old man starts jumping up and down and carrying on. He wasn't happy about this. So big shout out to my mum who's doing a couple of laps around the Bega Valley to grab some more stuff. So it'll be ready when I get there in the afternoon. But basically to describe the old man, he's like a skinnier, older version of like Danny DeVito. He has a bit of a temper on him. And just like that movie Twins, I bet when people were driving past, seeing a man in his 70s jumping up and down, you know, wearing minimal clothing, standing next to a pizza oven that's underdressed and also missing a bit on top, they would have thought, just like that pizza oven, he's jumping up and down. I think he's missing a bit up top as well.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsie.